our guest, Milan Lucic. First of all, welcome to the show. Before I ask you a very important question. You there, Milan?
Hello?
You there, my friend?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, thanks for joining us. I appreciate your time. But I have a very serious question I need to ask you. I've been following your exploits all summer long as you went through from Disneyland to Switzerland and in through Italy. There's a video of you jumping off a bridge in Italy, and I think that's great, good fun. But I'm concerned because, and again, I'm older now, my eyes fail me. Were you wearing a Speedo?
No, you know what? It's just a shorter bathing suit. I think it's like a, whatever, 5-inch, but you know how it is in Europe, right? You gotta show off some extra legs. You know, especially as hockey players, we got some nice quads on us. So I was just trying to show them off. That's all.
Okay. Fair enough. If anyone could pull off a Speedo, I guess it could be you, but I get it. It's not exactly a Speedo, but close to it. Okay. I wanted to confirm that. How was your summer? I want to hear about it. You were all over the place and had a great time, it looked like.
It was fun. You know, we went there with the family, with the kids. Got to see, we did a tour of the Colosseum when we were in Rome, kind of walked around, you know, saw the Trevi Fountain and the Spanish Steps and all that fun stuff in Rome. And like you said, it was a lot of moving parts in our trip to Italy and then through Switzerland and finished off in Paris. But, you know, we did a lot. It seems like we did a lot, but we were only there for 2 weeks, but we definitely made the most of it. So it was a lot of fun. Personally, I had an injury in the Edmonton series where I sprained my SC joint. So it's actually a pretty painful injury. So I've been dealing with that all summer. But yeah, just doing what I usually do and getting into shape and looking forward to a great season.
Interesting. When did that happen? Was that a hit or how did the injury happen?
Yeah, it was a hit with Archibald. I think it was like game 3 or whatever it was. But yeah, it was for anyone that's ever had an SC sprain, they know how painful it is.
Okay. And are you all 100% back from that now, or is that still got an ongoing pain issue?
It's here and there, but it's one of those things that that you take care of in the off season and get to go into the year.
Okay. Tell me about the Coliseum. I was there a couple of years ago. I've been there twice in my life, and both times it was like, I don't want to say emotional, but it was powerful is probably the best word to say. I mean, to think about what went on there and just how old that building it is, and it's basically the first great stadium in the world. Was that a powerful moment for you or no big deal?
Yeah, it was. I think it was cool to be in there. You know, luckily for me and as an athlete, I've been able to go into arenas all over North America and to be in, like you said, one that was probably the first one and is probably the most iconic one. I think you're right when you say it's just got this like feel, like you said, it's powerful and yeah, you're right when you say it almost hits you with this emotion. And it's also pretty cool to learn the history of as of it as well. You know, how they had gates and, people would have tickets and seat numbers and all that type of stuff. So it was pretty cool to learn all about it. And I'm sure you saw it too, just the whole underground of it and the way that it was built and everything that they did there. I'm glad I got to finally go in there and see it and get to share that moment with my family too.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Tell me about the summer. We know about your summer. It was busy and a lot of fun. How about the Flames summer? I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you your reaction to all the craziness that happened over the last couple months.
Yeah, definitely a crazy summer, emotional summer for I think Flames fans and everyone in Flames Nation. It's just it was one of those crazy summers, but you know, I think Brad and his team did a really good job of you know, managing it all. You know, he got a heck of a return in the Tkachuk trade. You know, Huberto put up 115 points last year, and Weegar is you know, a legit, you know, top pairing, top four defenseman. So to be able to get those two guys in return for Matthew was, I think, was a really, really good job by Brad. And then obviously adding in Kadri with you know, him coming off the season that he had personally and the season that he had, you know, winning the Stanley Cup, it's just going to add to our team. So, yeah, it's just great job. I made a joke to Brad. I said, your summer was kind of like Tiger Woods, you know, playing a golf hole where he shanks his drive in the woods, but somehow scrambles and makes a birdie. And that's what I feel like his summer went.
That's a good analogy. Were you guys kept abreast of much at all, or were you finding out all these different developments through the media like everybody else?
Yeah, I think that's just kind of the world we live in now. Everything you kind of just find out through media and word of mouth and all that type of stuff. And to be honest, as a player and as a teammate, you don't really want to bother guys as well. You don't want to be all over guys. And when we're doing our thing in the summer, we, you know, just kind of let guys be and not be like, hey, what's going on with you here? What's going on with you there? It's not one of those things. You kind of just let guys, you know, enjoy their summers. And you know what? That's the sports world. It's you know, guys have, you know, guys make decisions. Guys move on. You know, you get to play with new guys. And for me, you're excited to be with the guys that, you know, that are in your locker room. And you know, I'm really excited for the new additions. Weegar got here last week, so just got to know him throughout the weekend. And Huberto skated with us today for the first time here in Calgary. So, yeah, all great guys and really excited for our team and what we have to look forward to and heading into this season.
Did you have many conversations with either Gaudreau or Tkachuk about their future, or is that not something that the players these days really show their cards, or does everyone just understand it's a business and they're going to make their decision and it's none of your business?
Honestly, that's what it's like. It's guys make their decisions and you know, if they ask, you know, I try to give advice, but unless they don't ask, I usually, you know, like I said, I let guys be and guys make their own decisions for a reason. And mm-hmm. And yeah, it's the business of sports. It sucks, you know, when you think about it. Yeah. It does take a little bit away from it, but it's just the business side of sports, and you know, that's it is what it is.
We're talking to Milan Lucic. It's the Eric Francis Show every Monday, 2:00 here on Sportsnet 960. It's brought to you by Horse Racing Alberta. I'm going to ask you this question. It's a bit loaded because I'm not sure you can answer any other way, but I'd like your thoughts on the debate in town as to whether or not your team is better than last year.
you know what, I personally think we are, you know, on paper, like I said, adding a top four D-man, so adding a top, you know, two top scorers, adding depth with Nas and, you know, at center, and, you know, so those are two really, really important positions, is, you know, your D-man and your centerman. And obviously we have Markstrom still between the lot. There's a lot of things that I look at that I say, yeah, we are a better team than we are than we were last year. But you know, it's everything's on paper right now. It's about going out there and doing it and proving it, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. On paper, I like that answer because it all depends how everybody meshes together and comes together. Tell me about these informal skates. I mean, I've been down to these over the years, and I think people would be interested to hear a little bit what it's about. Is it literally just guys going out and cutting their legs, or just explain to people how there is a little bit more structure to it than people might think?
Yeah, we usually have, we got Barty Jelena running it for us right now. And it's just informal skates where we're just so that we're keeping our legs and our lungs and staying and getting in shape and finding our hands and just going through drills and all that type of stuff. So, you know, it's nice having Marty around because, you know, he, guy who played for a long time, guy who was always in really good shape. He still is in good shape. Yeah. And, you know, when you have him running it, you know, it kind of adds a little bit of structure to it. So, it's nice to have almost everybody back. Almost everyone's here. And you know what, even for the guys that you don't know, you know, you get to know them as well in these informal skates.
Yeah, yeah. I want to ask you about the news out of Montreal today. Not that Nick Suzuki's going to be captain. That's good news for them. But they showed his jersey with the C on it with an ad on it, an RBC logo in the top right corner shoulder at the front of the jersey. I'd like to know a player's perspective on where you sit in terms of ads on jerseys these days.
It's funny. It's like when you first see it, it's new, right? So you're not used to it, especially on a Habs jersey. You know, yeah. It's an original six jersey. You're just used to it being, you know, a sweater. You know, it's just one of those iconic jerseys, and to see an ad on it, you know, it's kind of like, oh, that doesn't look right. But you know, I guess this is kind of the same thing with the helmets, right? Like at the start, you know, when we had the ads on the helmets, it was something new, and it was like, oh, okay, I guess there's ads on the helmets. But then after a while, you kind of just get used to it, and I don't want to say you don't notice it. You know, you're just used to it. It's just there, and you kind of just move on. And I mean, we just talked about business of sports. It's another thing that's business of sports that creates revenue. So that's kind of my take on it. So I'm interested to see what we're going to have on ours. I guarantee you after a little while, we're not going to even really notice that they're there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. It is just jarring at first, especially with an original six jersey. No doubt about it. Okay, a couple more questions with Milan Lucic. We appreciate your time. Last season's ending, you know, it was such a great season in so many ways. But like, you know, every other team in the league except for one, every year it always ends with a thud. Yours particularly for the team ended in a massive thud against your chief rival. Was it tougher to get over last year's ending versus other years, or you've been through so many of these over the years, you just took it in stride?
You know what? It is tough, especially, you know, like you said, you lose your rival. What's tough too is the way we played him in that series is very unlike us and how we played the whole season. So it was kind of like we got sucked and trapped into their game and we lost to them playing their game and we didn't play our game. So that's, to me, that's the hard part to get over. And also, you know what, I've been fortunate that I've been a part of a lot of really good groups and good teams and all that type of stuff. And, you know, I've been fortunate to be to a final twice and win once, but you know, it's been 9 years since I've been to a final. So for me, you know, it's hard to get over because you start to wonder how many kicks of the can you have left to be a champion again. And for me, that's that, you know, that's the biggest reason why I still play is to be a champion and to relive, you know, to relive that moment. So, so yeah, to let that one get away last year the way that it did. And I mean, you got to give, you know, Edmonton credit too. They, you know, they played well and, you know, they beat us because, you know, they beat us. So, but yeah, you know, for me, you just go into the summer using it as motivation and come back, learn from your mistakes and try to get better.
So no Matthew Tkachuk, no Zach Cassian, but is there any doubt in your mind that the Battle of Alberta will still be full of fury this year?
Yes, I definitely think so. And, they got a sandpaper guy like, you know, like Evander, and, you know, we added a sandpaper guy like Kadri. So I think they're going to still be battles with just a couple different faces in it.
Exactly. Okay, last question, and I'll let you go. You're 34 years of age, and I don't think I've ever asked you, like, do you still want to play past this season? Your contract ends at the end of this season. You still want to play after this year?
Yes. I would love to play as long as I can.
Okay.
There's nothing I love more than playing hockey. And yeah, like I said, I play because I love the game and I love to compete and I'd love nothing more than to be a champion again. So, you know, that's why I would love to play as long as I can. And, you know, I was fortunate to play with Mark Recchi, you know, for 2.5 years, and he played all the way till he was 43. I'm not saying I'm playing till 43, playing until he was 43. And yeah. He always told us, you know, play until they kick you out. Play until they kick you out of the league, because there's literally nothing better than being a player in the NHL. So that's one thing that he always said that sticks with me. And like I said, I love the game and I love going to the rink and I love being part of a group. So I would definitely continue to play as long as I can.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, Milan, appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Look forward to seeing you down at the rink real, real soon. Well, I guess we'll see you at the golf tournament first. How's your golf game?
It's actually gotten better, so I'm liking it right now.
Okay, good to hear. All right, we'll see you down at the links on Wednesday. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.